Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the all-age comic books for the week of December 14th, 2016. This week, there are some great new regular all-age comic books, including the latest from the Pineapple Under the Sea, some great Christmas releases, and some really cool graphic novels, one from a martial arts legend that is one of the best new all-age comic books of the year, and a cookbook that will encourage you to catch them if you can. That's this week on the podcast. That funky music you hear in the background is from the Polyrhythmics, and please listen to all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. You can find so much cool new music out there, because sometimes when you're working at the computer, you get kind of bummed out with whatever radio station you're listening to online or on terrestrial radio. You can check out some really cool independent stuff over at Free Music Archives. It's well worth your time to go over and visit. Hello, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo. How are you today? I hope you're having a great day. And it's a fun week because there are two releases that we're mega excited about this week. We'll get to those in just a moment. We love all these, though. One of them, it's our go-to comic book for our seven-year-old for a couple of reasons. SpongeBob Comics, issue number 63, comes out this week. He is not allowed to watch the show on television yet. And I kind of rub my temple as I say that, because I sound like the fuddy-duddy parent who won't let his kid watch SpongeBob SquarePants. It just has a little too much attitude, and sometimes he's, not to borrow a pun from SpongeBob, but our seven-year-old is very much a sponge for other things. So if he, as kids are, if they hear something that is mildly annoying or mildly rude and they pick up that parents don't like it, they'll keep repeating it. Ugh, drives me crazy. So that's one reason why we put the ixnay on the SpongeBob until he's maybe 8 or 9. I know, we're those parents. Go figure. However, the comic book is A-okay for any age. He's been reading this comic since he was 5. Really great stuff, fabulous artwork, and it's well worth your time. Pick up any issue. It's $3.99, and it's from United Plankton Pictures. It runs parallel to Simpsons Comics, another go-to title that we love here, because the humor on television may be a little bit higher than it is in the comic book. A little bit sassier, a little bit weirder, a little bit more, attitude. Comic book form, you're A-okay, though. A seasonal release that we like this week is Mickey and Donald's Christmas Parade. It is from IDW Publishing. It's one of those one-shot issues, so it's going to be thicker than other issues, and it's going to be priced accordingly, $6 retail. Wow, just under $5 if you pick it up through some of the links. However, this is going to be one of those great Christmas treats for your child that really likes Disney. And I know they're out there because our five-year-old is like that. So we may pick this up for him. It depends on what else is in the store this week for him. But if your kid is one of those Mickey Mouse or Disney World kids, pick this up for him. And they will love it because it's one of those stories, I believe. There we are. Yeah, brand new story. It's a brand new story about time travel and wormholes and stuff. So there's a lot of science fiction. It's good stuff, and your Disney kids love it. Now, one of the templates that a lot of other comics are deriving their inspiration from, I feel, it's just when I say that, I mean like the weirdness and the just left of center, but still really creative and great for all ages if your child is willing to look outside the box, is Adventure Time Ice King. And I say look outside the box, that's really not a struggle for most kids. This is the graphic novel that collects the miniseries that was just the story that belonged to the Ice King. He's the curmudgeon, long-nosed, icy guy in Adventure Time that your 9-year-olds love. And literally, this show is a monster on Cartoon Network. It's massive, and it is a great all-age comic book, and it's fabulous. And this is a great way to pick up new comics that you've missed. And when I say this, I mean in graphic novel form. Speaking of that, now is about the time of year when there are a lot of sales at your local schools for the Scholastic. Like Scholastic books, they've got book sales here and there. You can pick up some really cheap graphic novels, and really cheap being about 75% off cover value, because they're going to be maybe 2 or 3 years old, but they're still going to be awesome. We went to our local Scholastic book fair a couple of weeks ago, and we went to the warehouse sale last week, and we picked up about $50 worth of graphic novels for around $18 because they were priced around 70% off. Awesome way to build up your collection. And we got a handful of the graphic novels that we also donated to our local school. Because our local school, the elementary school that our kids go to, they have a graphic novel collection, but it's not that big. So we just wanted to supplement it a little bit with some really cool all-age titles. Like there was Lumberjanes was in there, another great title, as was a couple of Adventure Time graphic novels. That's just one way. That's your Scholastic Book Fair. You can also check out where it is at scholastic.com. This week in all-age comics for superheroes, it literally belongs to Batman and the Turtles. Where there are four new books out this week, and they've all got one of those two characters, or both of them, in it. Both of them's the key word. We'll run through the Batman books really quickly. Batman 66 meets Steed and Mrs. Peel. This is the final issue in the miniseries that recaps the campy Batman from the 60s. Good news, it's only $2.99, and kids with the right mindset are really going to like the campy Batman. If you're kids of the 90s, or you want to introduce your kids to what was happening in the 90s, check out Batman and Robin Adventures. This is the all-age comic that it mirrors the cartoon that came out, I guess it was in the early millennials, in the early 2000s, maybe the late 90s. You'll recognize the artwork immediately, but it's all-age-friendly Batman and Robin Adventures. It's a graphic novel. It collects six issues, and it is $16. Now, one comic that is by far one of the best of the year, is this one. It's Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Adventures. This is a miniseries. Issue number 2 of 6 comes out this week, and it's one of those cross-publishing deals from IDW and DC Comics. The art in this is fabulous because it's not rounded kid art where the kids are going to say, they're trying to mamby-pamby this down to me. It's real, it's got action, it's got humor, and it's really fun stuff. It brings the turtles into a wormhole where they can go between Gotham City, and then Batman figures it out. All the villains from the DC Universe come over to New York City where the turtles live. And I think they're going to meet Shredder and meet up and cause chaos. Great miniseries, and you're just jumping in on this one. Issue number 2, it's Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and this is a great pick. It's one of the best of the week. The other book for Turtle fans, this is a book for fans who love the Turtles because it's one of those graphic novels that collects a whole bunch of issues. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, New Animated Adventures. This is a graphic novel, Volume 2. It collects issues 13 through 24 of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, New Animated Adventures. So you got to be a Turtle fan to like this because it's going to be priced appropriately. $25, you buy it retail. $20, you buy it through the links. It's a great week if you're Turtles or Down with Bats for the all-age comics. Hey, let's talk book recommendations for a second. We have a child who is really into Captain Underpants, and he's already read all those. He's waiting for the new Dogman book. If you have a child that's just past that reading level and you have a reading tip or a book suggestion, please let us know at Daddy Mojo, or you can email us, Trey, T-R-E-Y, at Daddy Mojo, because we'd love to hear what your kids are reading, because you never know what other folks are reading that might be good for your kids. Hey, one of the best graphic novels of the year that we really loved was Bruce Lee. And I've mentioned this before, but it is so awesome. And this week, the graphic novel, or the trade paperback, whatever you want to call it, the graphic novel that collects the first 4 issues from this comic book is out. Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises. It sounds so ridiculous that it shouldn't work, but it does. Bruce Lee was basically frozen, cryogenically frozen, wakes up in modern day times, and it's awesome. It's really fabulous. It's action-packed, and it is great for all ages. They're going to have to obviously kind of understand a little bit who Bruce Lee is, or at least enjoy action. And having said that, even if they don't know who Bruce Lee is, which shame on them, but even if they don't, it may encourage them to learn about him or watch some of his movies. Of course, the age-appropriate ones are at least the ones with mom and dad in the room where they can X out some of the scenes. This is a great graphic novel. It really is. It's just under $16. Fabulous stuff. I wish they put out more issues of these. It's from Darby Press. Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises, and it's great. Hey, another book that we like here and this is kind of a, it's a new graphic novel that comes out occasionally. Dragons, Defenders of Berk. Now, this is the Dragons of DreamWorks Dragon with Berk and Toothless and all those guys. This is an original story from the Dragon Training Academy. It's called Snowmageddon. So it's very appropriate for your winter-themed reading. It's Viking-themed, it's got dragons, and it's going to be cool for your kids who are down with Middle-earth but maybe aren't ready to go down Frodo's path quite yet. They're still on the DreamWorks path of dragons. It's good stuff. It's all original. It's Dragons, Defenders of Berk, Snowmageddon. A new monthly comic book that we like here is Mega Princess. It's from Boom Studios. And this is going to be neat for those Disney kids that really don't want a typical Disney princess. Because this is a princess story. It is. Don't get me wrong. But she's a princess with powers and a little bit of attitude, but not enough to offend parents. But just enough art to draw in kids, and it's great. It really is. It's super creative. Your kids are going to love it, and it's one of the best new series of the year. It's Mega Princess number 2. Comes out this week. And lastly, for the kids that like the Pokemon. Our 7-year-old has just discovered Pokemon, and we're getting used to the world of Pokemon, and it's a little confusing. However, one of the gateways to this world is food, and this week, to that end, Pokemon Cookbook comes out where you can create dishes that are themed after Pikachu, after Pokemon, after the Pokemon Ball, after all sorts of things that I'm just learning about. You can shape it like it, use food coloring. They've got some templates where you can cut it in various shapes. And this is for you Pokeheads. Pokemon Cookbook, it's brand new this week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.